explanation, Brock, for what happened, what was, everything almost went right in the first half, and the second half, it just kind of came to a screeching halt.
Right.
Explanation now.
You know, until I see the tape, obviously I won't know what really happened in the second half. Obviously, as an offensive unit, you can feel that you weren't, you know, moving the ball, you weren't in a rhythm. You know, in the first half, coach really preached to us all week long, each individual guy, do your job. Do your job, and it's going to, you know, result in good things. And that's what happened in the first half. And, you know, until I can see the tape, I won't know what happened in the second half. Obviously, it needs to be better. It needs to be fixed. And as a group, we will get it fixed.
Was that injury affecting you at all in the second? I mean, you went out with the shoulder injury in that first half. When you came back, was that affecting you at all in the second half?
Not at all. You know, we still don't know what happened to the shoulder. We'll get some x-rays tomorrow and find out. But the shoulder did not affect my play in the second half.
How did it happen, Brock? You get banged on the jet sweep? Or?
No. It was actually a play or two before. It was when I scrambled. And you know, that's one of those things that I keep telling you guys. You know, I'm learning a lot each week, and right there was maybe a time for me. I believe it was a first and 10, if I remember right. You know, get some yards and slide and get down. But, you know, this was a football game. I knew we had to win, and I was going to give it everything I had. So sometimes I think there's a place to slide, and other times, you know, you need to go for yards.
Rob, when did you know in the second half that things had shifted? You know, you guys scored on four straight possessions to end that first half. Was there something that felt different? Was there something the Steelers were doing?
Nothing really felt different. We just couldn't get into a rhythm for some reason. And, you know, I think you have to give credit where credit's due. And the Steelers and their coaching staff made some great halftime adjustments. You know, those guys on the field played a great second half for the Steelers.
You and Emmanuel have been pretty good since you guys came over and started again. But today, the chemistry, you guys just seem to really be on the same page.
Yeah. You know, when you have a guy like Emmanuel, or even DT for that matter, you know, those guys want to compete. Those guys want the football in their hands. You know, when the game's on the line, and you know every single play, a guy like Emmanuel, a guy like DT, you know, along with the rest of the guys, you know, I don't want to single anybody out, but those two especially, you know, they're going to give it their all every single play, and you know, as a quarterback, that's all you can ask for in your receivers.
You went and talked to him real quick after the game, walked him kind of pat. You knew how bad he wanted this one. You tried it out.
Absolutely. You know, I can only imagine how bad he's hurting right now. This is obviously, you know, where he started his career. You know, he wanted to come in and get a win, and so did the rest of the team. Unfortunately, we didn't tonight. Steelers played a heck of a game, and, you know, there's some things that we need to clean up, and we will clean up.
Brock, this is the third straight game you haven't scored in the second half. I mean, what do you guys do at halftime? I mean,
obviously not the right things right now, and that's something that, you know, we're very aware of as an offense. You know, and I'm sure we'll spend a lot of time tomorrow in meetings discussing how we can get that fixed, how we can, you know, get a fast start into the second half and score some points in the second half, because that's something as an offensive unit you have to do. You have to be able to play 60 minutes, not 30 minutes, and that's something that we will work on and we will fix.
Do you worry about your situation and their focus? How does your focus in regards to Peyton, you know, how do you approach that going this week?
Nothing changes for me. You know, like I told you guys before, whether I was the backup or now, you know, these past couple weeks being the starter, I've always prepared the same exact way. Right. I've always prepared like I was going to play. I was always preparing like I was the starter. So for me, nothing changes either way. I'm just going to be the best teammate I can possibly be, and at the end of the day, do my job in whatever role that is.
Last one, Mike. Yeah, it looked like a couple times in the second half you kind of slid, moved in the pocket, it broke down. You got an opening, and then they closed faster than maybe you anticipated.
Yeah.
You know, on some of those.
Right.
You know, I'm talking about the kind of a broken play a little bit.
Yeah.
You threw it downfield, and they.
Yeah.
Closed in on.
And that's something. Once again, I'm going to have to evaluate when I watch the tape. You know, the game flies. When you're on the field, it's very fast, and. Those windows close very, very quick. You know, defensive backs are very talented in this league. Same with defensive linemen. You know, you think you have some time, and before you know it, there's some color in your face. So that's one of those things I'll watch on the tape. I'll probably watch it on the plane back tonight. I'll watch it again in the morning. And I think it's a big learning curve for me deciding, okay, when it's time to take off, when it's time to throw it down the field, and when it's time to throw it away. And that's something that I will learn after watching this tape.
Okay, thank you, Brock.
Thank you, guys.